8 o'clock hour on this South Shore's Morning News. And every week at this time, it is our Tech Talk segment. David Snell joins us over at XSmart IT in Pembroke.
Hi, David. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Rob.
Morning, David. All right. So we continue to deal with the effects of the coronavirus crisis and also an uptick in scamming. We see this during any crisis, and this one is also an example of where people are taking advantage of people that are going through tough times or experiencing fear. David.
Exactly. This coronavirus has created a lot of fear for people, and very understandably so. And as you said, the scammers are trying to take advantage of this fear when we're most vulnerable, because we are nervous. We're wondering if we're going to be working next month or anything like that. So they're out there hammering us with emails again or in phone calls, trying to get you to do something they want you to do, which is where the problem lies. You should never, never, ever respond to those types of things. And because of that, it's very interesting. The FBI has come out with a lot of new directives, as have the Federal Trade Commission. We've included two new articles from them outlining steps to avoid the coronavirus scammers, and they're really getting strong. I don't know. Have you seen any emails you guys yourselves?
Let me see. You know,
I haven't seen anything.
If there was one yesterday. No, I mean, I think that one was about a FedEx package that I hadn't ordered that wanted me to click on a link. So I don't know if it was related to the coronavirus. I'm still getting some regular scammers. Then the other one, David, that I'm seeing, and I've seen this now in my mailbox where it's a name that I recognize with a link. And I click on the email address, and I can see it's not that same person, but somehow it's getting the name.
Like, yeah, they're spoofing somebody that you know and emailing lists of people, just thousands of people, to hope that they can get through.
Yeah.
And you're doing the right thing by hovering over that email address to see if it actually is coming from the person it's purported to be. We're also seeing lately that we're getting emails from, for instance, the CDC, but the email address ends in .com, and that's a .gov. So you want to be very careful to look at that, because if it's something you expect to be .gov and it says .com, it's not legitimate for you to open.
Yeah. So there you go. Those are some things to watch out for. What about other things that you're hearing or seeing, David, out there?
Well, lots of the stuff right now we're seeing, and they're seeing people that say they were going to take trips. We're seeing fake emails about airline carrier refunds, many fake cures and vaccines and fake testing kits, as well as charitable contributions to help people along, and then just general financial relief. Those are the big ones that are really coming out now. And then the fake CDC emails that we want to tell you what we've discovered or what's happening right now. And they're not sending emails out like that. You have to rely on the news media, not your friends, not Facebook, and not emails coming from CDC or reported CDC emails.
Any issue in terms of with people working more from home, David? Do you have anything that people should be aware of, or hopefully companies are working on the best practices?
Hopefully they have worked on that before this was set up, had their disaster plan in place. But so folks working from home, they should be working from a secure computer, of course, and hopefully one that the kids don't use, as well as it connecting to the office, because you never know what might have happened to that. But in most cases, the company has set up a VPN from home to their office, and that keeps them very secure during the whole process.
Oh, that's good. I have Gmail as my personal email, and they do a really good job of getting the junk and the spam out of my main inbox.
We know that. Yeah. Gmail will block even me from emailing you from here. But yeah, that's another story. We'll leave that over there. But yeah, but obviously they seem to be got a pretty good formula or whatever they're doing at Gmail.
Yeah, they do a good job of anti-spam in their email. Sometimes they do too good a job and they put something in there that shouldn't be there.
Right.
But I'd rather be protected than have something come through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's
so
true.
Better safe than sorry. All right, so again, when you're out there, secure Wi-Fi, that's important. Watch out for these emails. And then again, remember that not using your personal laptops for work duties, because again, you mix that and then there's an easier chance for something to get, I mean, who knows if what you're working on is going to impact a bunch of other people.
Exactly, that's exactly right.
And you say to make sure you update your emergency contact list, right?
You know, that's important, and that should happen all the time, even not just when we're in an emergency situation. Make sure your emergency contact list is updated for your family, for your office, and for anybody else that you deal with, so that if something or if and when something happens, the people that need to be contacted can be contacted. Very important.
Yeah. And again, you know, again, have these conversations with someone that you think might just be a little more vulnerable. And, you know, we don't mean that in a bad way. We're all prone to this. But again, if you think of someone that, again, is going to click on something because it says, you know, here's the cure or, you know, important CDC information
here. Right.
And you just want to make sure you have that conversation and say, hey, don't click on any of that stuff. Just talk to me. The FTC has a couple of articles. And David, you have all the information, right, for people?
Yes, we do. I've got the links up on the website. Go to actsmartit.com and click on my blog.
All right.
Thank you, David.
Have a safe day, guys.
You too.
You too. David Snell at Act Smart IT with our Tech Talk segment on WATD.